there are different names that are sometimes used with hogs according to the age they are. Do you know of any breakdowns as far as age or size? If you sold it when it was tiny, it would be
a pig.
All right, and then if you went on to when it was a little older?
Shelt.
Okay. You have any idea would you think that a shelt would be determined by its age or by its weight?
By both.
But it could be by either one. Okay. Are there any other names that you just, you know, happen to remember besides the shelt? Okay. What about a sow? What is a sow?
Sow is grown.
All right. A gilt. Have you ever heard of a gilt?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hogs have a skin on them, and then they have something else on the skin that sort of sticks out.
Hair.
All right. If you didn't call it hair, especially right up around the neck, you might call it what? On a dog, we have the same thing. If he gets mad, you say he raises his... stiff hair on the back of his neck.
Is it?
His bristles?
Yeah, his bristles.
Okay. And, I guess probably in the movies, maybe we've seen them on television. A wild boar or an elephant that has these apparatuses that stick out on them,
yes.
They're real dangerous. Do you know what they're called?
The thing that tusks?
Yeah, okay. And if you feed a hog down at the hog pen, you have a special apparatus for feeding him. It's usually long. Sometimes it goes together like
yes.
That.
Well, that's a trough.
Okay. If you take a male animal and of any kind, it could be a cat or a dog or a hog or any of these things, and you remove their male organs, it's said to, you know the term that we use there?
Castrate.
Okay. If a calf has been weaned from a calf, sometimes they make a noise. They're not happy that they don't get their mother's milk anymore. We say that they might what? The calf would make what kind of noise?
I don't know.
Would you ever say it bawled or it bleated?
Yes.
Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a horse? Do you know any kind of noise that it might make if it were unhappy about anything? I tell you, we women are just not too up on animal noises. We'll have to go on to cooking. If a hen is wanting to, she doesn't want to lay anymore, and she wants to have some chicks, you might say she's...
When you said
all right. Now she's a what kind of hen?
A mother hen.
All right. And if you set her, she would be a
mother.
Okay. Setting hen, a mother hen. Chickens can be, if they're not kept in a chicken house, they might be kept in a special little apparatus, you know, just made for them. Small
chicken coop.
Now getting back to food for a little while. A chicken.